All right, I think this is gonna work. It's supposed to be the other way around. So I don't have anything picked out yet. I don't have Wonder Boy. So I'm gonna go and pick something out, and Tri's gonna talk to you for a minute
I guess
while I
so.
pick something out that we're gonna play
Oof,
tonight.
wow, I guess I've really got a connection problem with YouTube right now because it just dropped to auto 1440p. It is impressive looking. I mean, it looks better than Night Trap on the Sega CD. But it ain't great. Yeah, Frank Strasser. I saw some people when I was trying to get my stream up. I saw some people say, "Oh, they better be wearing green." I will be honest with you. Until this very moment, I had no clue it was St. Patrick's Day. No clue. No clue. Never crossed paths with me until now, at this point in the day. Yeah, Corey ordered the special edition of Wonder Boy. Sandy wants me to throw toys. So his hasn't arrived yet. I thought it'd be we're gonna be honest, pretty frazzled right now. The Mega SD video is a lot to do in a short period of time. Because we want our video to launch at the same time everyone else's does. So I thought Wonder Boy would be a nice, that's like the minimum thought that I would have to put into a game. This is something like Wonder Boy Returns. Why not? Stream is still rough. I mean, maybe YouTube is just bad right now. I mean, it could be rough because I'm the one talking. And something might be wrong with my connection right now. I don't know. I checked speed tests and it didn't seem that bad. Yeah, that's right. We were actually going to include a bit about that, about Night Trap never going to be released on a Nintendo console. That was famously said by Howard Lincoln at the congressional hearings on video game violence that Night Trap would never be on Nintendo system. And we were going to have a bit about that in the Night Trap documentary. Because we had heard that they were going to do a Switch version and then that fell through. And then obviously it did come back around and did end up on Switch. But we were going to have that. And they're like, it's even released on Nintendo Switch, even though they said. So, yeah. Yeah, but beep, beep. Can you hear me? I guess he can't hear me. It might only be bad because of my internet. It might be fine once Corey gets back. Because I'm looking at this in 1440p.
Is it staying smooth?
I'm going to try switching it 720 and see if it lets me handle it. Yeah, I see my webcam like pausing a little bit, but I saw Corey moving smoothly at the same time. Have we tried blowing on the stream to see if it works?
Okay. How's everyone doing?
Apparently, my internet is on its deathbed.
Yeah.
Actually, I it was auto 144p for me. But now
Really?
I'm playing it at 720 and it seems okay. I mean, I was getting great download speeds, okay-ish upload speeds when I did the speed test. So, I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah, well, hopefully people are. I would love to play Wonder Boy, but my version has not shown up yet. So hopefully
you
people
might have to make a new you might have to make a new thumbnail for the stream.
Yeah, you might have to make a new tweet as well.
Yeah, well, what are we playing? I don't know what we're playing.
We are going to play. You can wait for it.
Oh, is this Rabbi Rabbi or Rabbi or whatever?
Yeah. I think it's Rabbi Ribby is what I always called it. I don't know if that's...
Rabbi Ribby?
Yeah, we don't... We can't game share because we're... it's a physical version that he got. Where'd you get it from? Like Special Reserve? Is that who it is? Or Super Rare? Strictly Limited?
Which game are you...
You got a
Wonder Boy was Strictly Limited.
Okay.
Oh, that's really loud.
Yeah, I turn it down. Sorry about that. This might be a little risque. I wasn't expecting. Let me know how the
it's like coming like crazy over Discord to me.
Oh, really? Why would it be? Hang on. Why would it be?
It probably had something to do with all the audio stuff you were doing earlier. You were routing that HDMI to RCA to your mixer.
So it's sending to you. I don't know why it would be. When I do that, it's fine, though. Now it's fine?
Yeah, I don't hear it now. Which is fine. I don't need to hear it.
I want to start a new game here. Here we go. I don't know. Do people feel like this is too... I know. Now the audio is down, but I don't know why it was sending it to try. So you, if everyone wants to know, do you explain to them why I might be having like audio issues, I guess?
Audio issues, what?
I mean, have you explained like what we've been kind of doing?
Well, not too much. Corey was trying to figure out earlier like the best way to get a digital recording of Mega SG audio, which I mean, by the time it goes to YouTube, it's going to be compressed audio anyway. But
right. Do people feel this is too... Is it too risque to play? I mean, I don't know. People are like, what?
I have no idea if it is or isn't. Okay. We just saw the title screen.
Okay. Well, I mean, if it's too much, let me know. Is that audio still coming back through to you? That music?
Yeah,
is it coming?
Yeah, but it's not too bad.
No, I know why. I know why. Because I didn't switch that over. It's sending you the mixer.
I'm just going to say Corey's going to play games instead.
Yeah, there. It should be better now. Is it better now?
Yeah, I don't hear it.
Why? Okay, let's see how this goes. Why is it not letting me choose a save game? Oh,
is it?
New game, that's why. we're gonna play standard mode. I know, first hour is always... This is not... I like started it for... this is driving me nuts.
What's wrong?
It just like it started like I had a quick save from when I just like booted up for
testing
one time.
It. Oh.
You know, like I selected new game. There you go.
Oh, you must have gone to the auto save.
Yeah.
On accident.
Here we go. Hopefully. And it's hopefully it's not inappropriate, I guess. I don't have Devil May Cry 5. So we've just been in kind of a panic, I guess, for like the last several days because we found out about this Mega SG embargo date, and we've like had to crank this thing out and drop everything that we were working on previously to focus on it so we can hope to make it by the time that the embargo lifts.
Yeah, and we feel it's important because, like, it was such a big event last year when the Super NT came out, and like everyone was dropping these videos all at once, so it was kind of exciting.
Yeah.
The embargo date. I mean, I don't. I think it's okay to say it because I mean they moved up the ship date, right?
Yes, I knew it was going to be the same day. The embargo date is the same day as ships. Like the 25th, so a week from Monday.
Yeah. So the video is way too long.
Well, it's the script is 13 pages. You said, and I guess like it wouldn't be a problem. It would not be a problem if I wasn't going on a trip with my brother on Wednesday, and I won't be back until Sunday. So I basically got to get as much done as I can. And we've decided to, I don't know, like split it in half in a way. Like I'm going to try to edit as much of my segment as I can.
Especially, please try to get the audio stuff done because I don't want to deal with that.
I understand. I will.
I mean, I keep telling myself it's not going to be that.
What do I got to do here?
That complicated. Because it's like it's gonna be a lot of just navigating menus.
Well, that's how I kind of feel about like the audience.
There's gonna be a lot of comparisons, but really ultimately comparisons are pretty easy to make and you can have them on screen for a long time.
Yeah, can you change the game and everything and the description and stuff like that so that people don't think it's something else?
Yeah, was it RABIRRIBI?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So is she a rabbit that has become human?
That sounds about right.
But you know the audio stuff is something is a big aspect of the Genesis and usually one of the most difficult things to get right. So it's been
and in general, Genesis fans are probably pickier about audio than like fans of any other system.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's a very complicated thing and one that we've been making a great effort to understand.
Yeah.
And talking to people very informed of that subject. Yeah. But we spent all week trying to get this script written. And I feel good about the script where it is, other than the fact that we've now got a week to make the video. You're going to be out of town, and it's a lot of information.
Right.
But it shouldn't be that hard to edit. It shouldn't be that hard
to
edit.
Like, we're gonna do our best.
Yep. I was thinking like I should like when I like I just need to like take each segment at a time, and I was thinking about like setting like a timer and basically like okay. Here to here, I'm going to have this section done in 15 minutes. Like, if I hear that timer and I'm not done that segment, I just need to drop some crap in there and fix it at the end. you know?
I mean, that's kind of it. I mean, that's how I'm going to do it. I mean, the audio stuff, the thing is I can't play the audio over when I'm talking. So I'd go to examples of certain things and... I mean, it's just going to be a lot of game footage. I mean, and we'll do as much B-roll as we can. It's just that it's a... We just got to work with what we got, and I think it's important for us to get it out day one. I think people really liked our video last year, and it was basically our biggest performing day one.
Up to that point.
I mean, for a long time, until I don't even remember what beat it recently.
I can't either, to be honest. It might have been Castlevania or...
Yeah, I don't remember.
Or... Was it... Maybe the controllers video?
It might be. I don't know. I don't know.
I forget how well the controllers video did, like, right away. Because it did huge.
Yeah.
At some point, but I can't remember if it, like, started that way. Does it have to have massive amounts of footage already recorded from previous videos for comparison parts? I mean, there is some stuff that I'm probably going to reuse, but...
But a lot of times...
Compare Mega SG to Triple Bypass, I just don't think we're going to be able to have time to do that, but...
We don't have one on hand. It doesn't matter.
Oh, I thought you had one for some reason.
I want to get one in my Genesis 3, but I...
I don't have a lot of stuff in the script that really... I mean, we are going to compare, obviously, Mega SG to RGB on original hardware. But, like, I'm not... I mean, obviously, the jail bars aren't there. So, I mean, it's not something that I draw, like, a lot of... There's going to be a lot of comparisons in it. Of various kinds. But... Yeah, I mean, it's... It's more going to be about the Mega SG's capabilities.
Yeah.
Than a lot of comparing to, like, OSSC or anything specific like that. But, I mean, that will be in there. But it's not, like, a major... It's the bigger focus is, like, what can you do with this? What are the settings that you can do? Like, why would you want it set this way or maybe this way instead? Stuff like that.
Right. I mean, that's just... It's we're going to do what we can with the time that we have. I think that we'll be able to do something decent. But, I mean, there is a lot more stuff. Like people are curious about... compatibility. I would do as much as we can with that. These things almost look like Pepe Le Goo's.
Why would you use one over original hardware with an upscaler? Well, I mean, you know, cleaner digital video. Maybe you don't have original hardware or an upscaler. Stuff like that. Oh, is Artemio always talking about us on his podcast? I didn't know.
Well, he's been, once again, comes to the rescue.
He has been a trooper helping us. Artemio knows an awful lot about the Sega Genesis.
Yes. And, you know, like, he says that the people, like, the Genesis fans, like, some, like, tend to know a lot more about just, like, how games work.
The Mysterious Japan Project, it might not be announced until May, but I think we can still release our video in May.
So. Yes.
We're actually going to be able to release the video, like, maybe just a few days after it's announced.
Yeah.
Or at least, unless the announcement happens sooner than I think it will.
But yeah, well, it's hopefully, I mean...
It's almost definitely going to be, like, what, like, the end of May that we can release the video?
There is a lot of talking in this.
Yeah, some people seem pretty bored by this. I don't know if I'm indifferent. I'm watching the chat more than the game.
Yeah. I mean, I can switch to something else if people want. I mean, I can do new attacks and stuff too. I almost played Snake Pass.
Oh. I wouldn't mind watching.
I just don't want to play anything on the Genesis because I'm pretty Genesis out at this moment.
Yeah. I would be interested in seeing you play Snake Pass. I haven't started it yet. I wouldn't mind getting a look at it.
Yeah. Contra 3.
Have you beaten Contra 3?
Yeah. I mean, I beat it with my friend when I was young.
It's a tough game.
Yeah. Okay, well, makes me want to sleep. There's a lot of talking. I was not expecting there to be so much talking.
I was kind of expecting a lot of talking. I think that's why I didn't buy the game.
Well, I mean, okay, fine. I'll switch to something else then. All right.
It's an off stream night for sure.
You are. It's an off stream night, and not only that, but it's because
we're just like we're so like
we're like run ragged at this point.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like Snake Pass is like a puzzle game. Not like a big. I want to play a puzzle game on stream. It's okay. It's a holiday. Yeah, I need to take a deep breath. Okay, well, I'll pick something else. I'll be right back.
He'll be right back. What do we like better, Mega SG or Super NT? I mean, that's not much of a question, is it? I mean, they are attempting to be basically the same thing for their respective consoles. But I won't get too into the specifics yet. But I mean, obviously, if you look at the systems, just the outside, I mean, they are very much following the same, I mean, which I love. I mean, the Super NT was a much better direction, in my opinion, than the NT Mini. I mean, the NT Mini is good, but the Super NT has such better features. Especially in terms of scaling. this is going to be a some games stream. Corey plays some games. I'm going to rename the stream that. Corey plays some games. And he's playing. I'm going to make the title. Oh, hey, there's that game. Or you could just play more Devil Engine. Or Sonic or Sega Ages.
Okay.
I just changed the stream to Corey play some games, and then from the selectable game list, I chose Corey in the house. Why not? It's that kind of night at this point. You could play Cory in the House. Is that DS or GBA?
That's DS.
You couldn't play Cory in the House.
You could.
Yeah, but I don't have the game.
I have no idea what to expect for this.
I don't know much either.
I'm already unlocking stuff.
All right. I remember reading John Lenneman's write-up, but I don't think I ever watched the video, so I don't think I've seen this game in motion. But that was definitely, his write-up about it was definitely part of what sold me. I mean, it's definitely kind of got like almost a rare-esque aesthetic to it, you know? I think that's right. I think this is a David Wise game. It's a good-looking game.
Let's see how it goes. He's L to snake around.
Is it like tank controls or
no? Oh, so we got a $5 donation.
Oh, hey, that's you changed the
audio. I told you
not the audio. You changed the
color and stuff.
Well, in the upper left, that's new.
Oh yeah. I didn't realize how big it was. I could make it smaller than that. Really, I changed the ticker.
I was so enamored with the dickness, I didn't see if he left a message.
No, there was no message on it. Thank you, though.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Lift your head with A.
This seemed pretty easy. This is like a really nice-looking game.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Oh. Is it like, oh?
What?
This thing is like, oh. But he's grabbing that stuff, he's like, oh. Oh, see, we got a. Yeah, SSJN. Donate $1. So have you checked out Dimension Drive? I have not. That's the. It's like the split screen. Shooter, right? Oh. Where am I going? Thank you. I guess I should probably change the location or the size of that thing. Let me change the size of that pop up.
I didn't realize it was going to be going over the game window.
Yeah, I can.
I mean, I didn't even know about it at all. I do like the little animations on the other one.
Yeah. I'll put it right down here. How about?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
There we go.
There we go. So that's in lieu of the ticker?
Yeah. I mean, that's just what I've did the other day. When we were messing around with stuff on the...
Yeah.
Like getting a look for our...
How many can it hold? How many names?
It just goes up. It's going to go up to just above or just below the screen, it looks like. I think it takes five.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's probably nicer than the ticker.
Okay. I don't know if I'm going the right way or not. So I'm going to Knoxville, Tennessee. Uh-oh, can I not get up here?
Oh, you look at a precarious situation there.
Snake!
Can you get your body like on the ledge, like to the left?
Oh, there we go!
Is there a way to like force your head like, downward?
Probably, but I haven't discovered it yet. Come, Keystone, let's put it on the gates. The noise that hummingbird makes, it sounds like an astrobot.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Alright, we're going in. Oh, the snake's name is Noodle. Oh!
Oh, hey, we got 15 from SSJN.
Wow.
Probably won't be a home run like Devil Engine, but it's on me if you want to give it a whirl.
Oh. It got a physical release from Play Asia, I think.
What was the game again?
A Dimension Drive?
Let me look that up.
It's like a split screen vertical shooter. Is it okay if I get it for a different stream? Because I've already wasted, like, I spent so much time picking out different stuff. I'd rather just do a stream dedicated to playing that.
So what do you do with the two different screens? I'm looking at.
I don't know.
Whew. Looks way too complicated for me.
I could not play a game like that,
but I could see you being into it.
Yeah.
It looks tough, though. You like playing games like this on, you know, easy mode.
Well, I mean, sometimes. Yeah. I mean, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of that.
let me look up the Play Asia.
Yeah, there's a Switch version. Yeah, speaking of Devil Engine, Devil Engine's great with the M30.
Oh yeah, I bet it would be.
Completely up to you. All right, I'll do it in a future stream because I feel like I've been switching around so much and we had a very rough start, the roughest start we've had in a while.
The Switch version is out of stock.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a regular version and a collector's version that's out of stock, but
look at this is kind of cool. Like, you can get up, look at it, I'm going up it.
Yeah,
I can.
I am really wanting to play this game now. I mean, I've got it, but it looks awesome. I think it just looks fun. It's very pretty.
This way.
Oh, are you using that bird to like lift him up or something?
I don't know. I just pressed some of the other buttons. Judgments, that's the one that just got put on hold for the foreseeable because the one guy got arrested for cocaine, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it was released in Japan.
Oh, it came out?
Yeah, but then it was like halted sales.
Yeah, they halt the sales, and you hear that, like, he also voices Olaf in Kingdom Hearts 3, and they're like patching it in with a new voice.
Oh wow, it's really fascinating, like how it's such a stark contrast to like American celebrities when they do dumb stuff. It's just kind of like, yeah, whatever. That's just how they are, you know. Whatever.
Well, not. And then,
well, yeah, but I mean, it's just, but it's pretty run of the mill when it comes to American celebrities. Like, you just kind of expect them to be doing, you know, self-destructive stuff. But then, like in Japan, like, you are erased from history. Like, it's very fascinating. It's very fascinating.
This might not be the most exciting game we've ever played on stream, but I don't know. I think it's kind of neat.
It looks very relaxing.
Yeah.
Oh, look what you've got.
Well, hopefully everyone's not too bored. I apologize if this is too boring. It's clever.
I, I, I am feeling relaxed and renewed.
Okay. Uh-oh. Okay. So people are agreeing. Like, they're saying that it's relaxing. This is, maybe this is exactly what I need, knowing that I'm going to be trying to get as much done on the Mega SG stuff as possible.
Yeah. Some days I just feel like I want to play Katamari on the stream every day.
But I mean,
it's like,
I just
relaxing, chill thing ever.
After, like, the Super NT video, like, a lot of people are obviously expecting us to have a video on day one. Yeah. We're doing everything to make that happen.
Now, to be clear, we don't have a... We do have a Kevtris interview, but it's, like, for its own project. Like,
yeah, it is not...
And it doesn't... I mean, and it happened before the Mega SG was even announced, so, like, obviously he didn't talk to us about that.
Yeah.
So, like, there's... But I will include Mega SG stuff in it, but we just don't have anything from him directly on. But, you know, it's going to be just as thorough, if not more thorough, probably more thorough than the Super NT video. But just, you know, to set expectations, Kevtris is not in it. I'll probably use a shot of Kevtris, like, from the footage we've shot. But he doesn't have any... speaking in it. Anyone know if Snake Pass is Xbox One X enhanced? I mean, you can go to Microsoft's website and find lists of, like, everything that's Xbox One X enhanced. I don't know if they'll say specifically what differences, though.
Master the art of hugging around the bamboo. So yeah, I mean, I'm going to Knoxville with my brother. We're going to something called the Big Ears Festival.
Big Ears.
Yeah. He's asked me to go for years. So we're making a trip down there for. We're going for a little, kind of a long time. It's like 5 days. It's not what I was. I didn't realize it was that long until fairly recently.
What day is he coming?
He gets here tomorrow.
Oh.
But I'm like, hopefully, you know,
Hopefully you'll still have lots of editing time.
Well, no, I mean, I told him that I'm just going to have to be like editing the whole time, and that's fine. I mean, he wants to see the kids and everything anyways. You have a button to tighten your grip too. It's all about maximum grip movement. Do you remember what it is? What button it is?
I didn't see that in the... I mean, maybe they haven't gotten to that in the tutorial yet.
Yeah, I mean, that's possible. Oh, it might be the L trigger. Yeah, I think that looks like it tightens out because I hold down L2. It is the left trigger. Game's all about tightening. You can't just go straight, you gotta actually move yourself to swim. You know, you gotta slither back and forth.
I think a lot of people remember, like, the version of Snake on Nokia phones, but those were always pretty lame, I thought.
Oh, you aren't a fan?
Because I had on my calculator, my TI-83 calculator, I had Uncle Worm. It was way better than Snake. You You're going like all. You could like snake. You could only go like up, down, left, and right. Right.
Yeah, isn't that where you just get like longer the?
Yeah, as you get the things, but like Uncle Worm, like you could go in any direction. Like it was. I guess it was like tank controls.
Is there a map or anything? See the area where I'm supposed to be going.
But you went like all over. That might be the last time I cared. Oh, get a grip. You know, like junior and senior year in high school, like all the various games we had on our TI-83 calculators.
Uh-huh.
Like, I feel like that might be the last time I ever cared about, like, high score in games. Only time I ever cared about high score in games. It's like, that was like the only thing you could really do in those games was just get a high score. And they were the only thing that you could do in school that was kind of entertaining for the most part. And, you know, and everyone had the same games on their calculator because, you know, like whoever in your school had the connector to like actually connect it to the computer, because not very many people had those. Whatever games they had on their calculator were the games that everyone had. So everyone had the same games on their calculator. So, you know, we would be like, oh, I got, you know, 1200 and an Avalanche, I think it was called. I think it was called Avalanche, which was like, you were just like this stick figure, and there were these icicles that fell from the ceiling. They just kept falling, and you just had to go left and right and avoid them. That was like the okay tier of game. But like, Uncle Worm was great. Actually, Avalanche was pretty good. My favorite, though, I mean, I know that Yoshi is not, like, particularly beloved, but there was a homebrew version of Yoshi for the TI-83 we had, and I wasn't too into it at first, but then, like, a lot of my friends, like, got really into it. And then we kind of started competing for high scores in it, and then I got pretty into it. Oh yeah, Block Dude. Block Dude on our TI-83s. Yeah, we have Block Dude.
I wonder how long this game is. How many levels it has.
I don't know. You want me to look it up on how long to beat?
Sure.
Oh, I don't think I finished saying... Dimension Drive is on PlayAsia. It's the PS4 limited edition. It's only $30.
Oh.
And the Switch version is all gone, so you might want to go ahead and get it if you're interested in the physical version. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I should.
Because it might sell out, because the Switch version is gone. What's in the limited edition?
Probably a soundtrack. Oh, I see. So you can grab tightly and then you really wrap around it. And then you can move a lot quicker.
Yeah, it looks like it's got a CD. CD.
Thing like this.
All the way over there. Bring me a toy.
So, okay. So that grabs on a lot tighter. I can definitely see how this is pretty relaxing, though. Maybe this is exactly what I needed.
Yeah.
Well,
I wonder if there's any enemies.
It'd be kind of nice if there wasn't. I gotta be honest.
what was it? Oh, yeah, I was gonna go, how long?
I'm getting a feel for it now.
Let's see. Looks like it might be might range from 5 to 6 or 8 hours. There's a wide.
That's the kind of length I like, though.
Yeah, there's a wide range of completion submissions times on how long to beat. So it looks like it's very much.
I bet your completionist is like pretty long now.
Let's see, completionist. Looks like it ranges from about 9 to 16 hours.
No, that's not that bad.
15 hours. Yeah, it's not that bad.
The music's pretty nice, though, too.
Well, it's David Wise. Of course it's nice.
I like that the hummingbird can pick you up, too.
Does he do that because you hit a button?
Yeah. And you can have them pick you, like, if you're hanging there and you just can't get that last little oomph, he'll come and pick you up.
It's like Pepe Le Goo.
Yeah. Our good friend Pepe Log.
the Pepe Log. Did we ever talk about that on stream?
Probably not, no. If you're familiar with Monster World 4 and the Pepe Le Goo, or also in Monster Boy, the Pepe Le Goo character. Yeah. We got a
$1.99 from James Stahl. Then we played Bloodstained Curse of the Moon. I did. I forget if you did.
Bloodstained Curse of the Moon?
Yeah, did you?
I streamed it. I played it on here, remember?
Did you beat it?
Yeah. I did, and I was able to get the Switch limited edition from Limited Run.
I did as well. I also skipped you skipped for now because you're hoping for maybe a Switch release, but I decided to not risk it.
The whole new world, yeah.
A whole new world. Well, that's a neat looking game too. I played. I beat Bloodstained, and I ordered the Switch Collector's Edition, which, I mean, I had to, because we've got, like, this, you know, sort of connection to it, in a sense, you know, for the Tom Du Bois having done the Collector's Edition artwork.
Yeah.
the sound I think you're hearing is me throwing one of Sandy's toys. She's been lazy all day, and so now I think she's trying to get her energy out.
Yeah, of course. Just like having a kid. They only want to get their energy out when it's like the worst.
I think what I like when I start like one of these projects where like they're just so intense and I have to like work all the time on it.
Yeah.
Like, at first she, like, really wants to play, but then she, like, seems to start to understand. And she's very patient with me when I get on these long projects. But then if it's too many days of work, she gets pretty, she's like, come on. Let's do stuff. Let's play.
Oh, I see. So, like, it's probably sometimes best to, like, wrap around before lifting your head, I guess. But yeah, about that Pepe Log.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So the Pepe Le Goo is your little blue animal friend in Monster World 4, and in parts of one Monster Boy in the Cursed Kingdom. And Corey found in, what was it?
It was an EGM? Issue of Game Fan magazine.
Game Fan. It had like a preview for Monster World 4, which of course did not come out here at that time. And so obviously they were, you know, making their own translations, probably based on probably someone who worked at the office kind of knew Japanese. They translated the Pepe Le Goo is the Pepe Log. It was like two separate words, the P-E-P-E space L-O-G, Pepe Log. Your friend, the Pepe Log. I think they call like Asha, like they like call her like two or three different things over the course of this like very short article. Like, it was just like a blurb, really. They call her like Aisha and Arasha, I think, something like that. But it's the Pepe Log that stuck with me.
You can use the directional buttons to change Noodle's direction. How does that do? Like, is it like a D-pad? I like that his name is Noodle.
Do we collect anything other than games or consoles? I mean, I kind of collect like old video and camera type electronics and stuff. Like, not necessarily anything useful, but just like, just for fun, just display stuff. I mean, I'm not like hardcore into it, but you know, anytime I can get like an old thing like that for free or not much money, like I like to have that kind of stuff.
I have no idea. Like, I haven't really thought about it. Uh-oh.
Whoa. Like, I definitely don't.
Uh-oh, no!
His mouth is just, like, open, like... He wasn't... Was he screaming?
And he was like, whoa.
But his mouth was just, like, wide open.
Yeah.
Like,
terrified. Like, in terms of stuff I collect, I don't know.
Well, you kind of like, I mean, you're maybe a lightweight, like, vinyl record collector.
Not really. I wouldn't.
I mean, you like to get them.
Yeah, I like the stuff that I know that I like.
I mean, definitely nothing anywhere near. Oh,
here we go again. Do I lose everything, or I gotta do it again? Probably lose everything. Well,
I mean, definitely. I mean, there are certainly things that I like, but nothing like anywhere near on the scale of games.
Right.
You know, I mean, I've got like my old, most of my old, I think, like Ninja Turtles at my parents' house. You know, I can't get rid of those. You know, I don't buy movies as much as I used to, you know.
Right. Yeah, I've actually, for the most part, I've kind of switched over to digital for like most of my movies. Like, I know that it kind of goes against what, like, we kind of talked about in terms of games, but.
Oh yeah. Like, my perspective on movies is very much different from games.
Although, and like, on the flip side, when I go to Goodwill, I always look for the CDs lately, and they're always like a dollar, and I will get like a bunch of CDs as long as they're like, it's not, I mean, if it's something that I want, I will definitely get a CD, and I'll like rip it and I'll just put it in a binder. Usually a lot of times I'll just get rid of the case itself, but It's like kind of, you know, it's opposite of movies. Like I'll sometimes buy a movie if it's like something I really like, but I've got into this position where it's just physical movies. It's just, it's so much easier to like access and watch them, especially if like if my kids want to watch something. And I just like put it on the Roku, and it's just easier for them to do in general.
Like, a lot of times these days when I watch a movie, like, I have no idea what I'm going to watch. Like, I just, like, go to Netflix or go to Amazon and just pick something, you know?
Yeah.
Or, you know, if I'm watching a movie with our friend Drumble, we usually, like, we have, like, this wheel system. He like, keeps, like, a wheel of different themes on his phone, and we'll spin the wheel and just watch whatever comes up. What's that fancy VCR Tri has? Are you referring to the...
the donation when it says it. From Bubba.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What's that fancy VCR? I think about the SDHS VCR that is in some episodes. It's just like it's like a VCR that was used by like doctors, like I assume for like, you know, like recording. I don't know, ultrasounds or anything. Oops, I'm sorry, Cindy. I knocked my trackball off.
I gotta admit, like, some of this, like, it almost makes me think of Octodad, and it's like, you can control it, but at the same time, you don't have as much control as you think you do. But I'm sure
it
you
looks
can get
more
real
elegant
good.
Than that, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole point of Octodad is to, like, not be elegant.
Yeah.
My daughter loves Octodad, though.
I wonder what she'd think of this.
I should probably think this is awesome. Actually. So how do I... So if I roll up like this... If I roll around it here, like this...
Lock it over there, Sandy. Go get it. I'm not getting up and getting it. You get it.
I just don't know if I'm doing this right or wrong. Maybe he needs to pick me up. This helps me.
I wonder if like the pickup is like a cheat, or if it's like...
I don't know. I think it tells you. I don't think it's a cheat.
You're getting wrapped up on yourself.
I know.
I think this game is kind of mesmerizing to watch.
Okay, you can't really go straight, but you have to use horizontal poles. Okay. I just needed to make sure that was something that I couldn't do. Thanks. Thank you. I wish there was, like, some sort of map to kind of tell you.
Any stories regarding your best find in terms of games or consoles? Any items you sold and now regret? Well, Corey certainly has lots of stories about what he sold and regrets.
Yeah.
He's told those many times. Mostly Snatcher.
Yeah.
But you've got it again.
I do have it again. I mean, it cost me a bunch, but it's like... I'm happy to have it again. I was playing it on the Mega SG yesterday.
Best find.
I mean, I found some good stuff. I was having good luck at Goodwill for a while there, but now my Goodwill is...
You found a pretty crazy, like, black label jewel case PS1 Doom for, like, a crazy price.
Yeah, I got that. That was at MagFest. Someone had it priced the same as the,
You got that at MagFest?
Yeah.
Oh. It was Diablo that you got for a good deal with.
Yeah, I found Diablo PS1 at Goodwill. That's... Yeah, yeah.
I mean, crazy finds. I mean, Game Dave sold me his old Suikoden 2 when he got a mint condition Suikoden 2 for a pretty good price. I don't know if that counts. That wasn't exactly a find, but a deal I much appreciated. I mean, one of the crazier finds I think that I got was, I mean, it's not something I use a lot, but it's hardware that I'm happy to have. I got like a very, very nice mint, pretty mint condition Master System for $8.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was at the...
Hey, his face is hilarious. But his mouth is just, like, open like that.
Yeah.
He seems like such a good-natured snake, for sure.
Oh, you got your turtle now. I had to take the stuffing out of this turtle's head the other day, didn't I? Yeah, I did. Oh yeah, that was, I guess, a good find. It was a Model 1 Sega CD with, like,
with Soul Star inside of it.
With Soul Star inside. And it was like sold to me at half price too.
Yeah.
Like half price without Soul Star. I mean, Soul Star did come with it, but it was $60. Including a Genesis that I didn't need, but I think that Genesis is actually a VA7. So,
no, come on. I switched the camera angle and I,
man, Haunting Ground. There was one of my local stores. Actually, it was the store that I shot the opening for the Tom Du Bois documentary in. Mm-hmm. Where I was on camera. You're right, my Steel Battalion controller. That is my craziest find. That was $15 at the Habitat for Humanity store.
Come on.
They clearly had no idea what it was because they...
Well, I mean, would you? If you didn't know?
No. And there's no branding on it to look it up. And the foot pedals were sitting next to a steering wheel, not the Xbox 360 steering wheel.
$10
donation from Craig Wan.
Thank you. As it says.
It says, going through a lot and tuning in watching you guys is what the doctor ordered. Well, thank you. You two are awesome. Anyway, I know you guys aren't fighting game fans, but you should do an episode about the genre. I mean, Corey is a bit of a fight. You respect and understand fighting games.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're not a master by any means, but me, I just don't really have the framework for appreciating them.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to do something on fighting games for sure.
You could do best way to play Mortal Kombat or Street Fighter.
Well,
or you could just do a video on, like, all the versions of Street Fighter 2.
Yeah, it's like... That, I mean, that doesn't sound very fun. I gotta be honest, it sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah, you wouldn't be getting much help from me. Yeah, someone was asking, wanted me to finish the $8 master system. It was at this Goodwill operated store that's near me. It's called The Grid. And there's normally not fines quite that crazy there, but they had this big bin of as-is consoles that they needed to move. And there was this master system there that had...
You're just like, oof. When he opens his mouth, it's hilarious.
But anyway, the master system, it was just sold as is, so I didn't know if it worked. And it had, it looked kind of roughed up, but it was only because it had the plastic sheet that you're like supposed to peel off. Like, it still had that on it, and that was roughed up. But you peel that off, and it was pretty mint underneath. That was very cool, you know. And it works. It works great. Of course, I didn't really need it because I could play it on the play Master System games on the Genesis. But I like having that original hardware hooked up and on display and available to use. Have we tried the 8-bit Do SNES controller? Yeah. I mean. That's the one where you kind of need to put those hole punch reinforcement on the board to make the D-pad better. The Genesis M30 control, like the D-pad, is on a whole other level. I feel no diagonal issues or anything like that on that. It is an incredible controller. Definitely, like, the best 8-bit Do controller I've used. Although, I wonder if they got in trouble with Nintendo, because, like, they redid their logo, and, I think their website says, like, in a fact, like, is 8-bit Do. Like, it is apparently officially 8-bit Do now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
I think they got in trouble. Probably, maybe they got in trouble.
Probably, but I bet it was originally supposed to be 8-bit.
Well,
I originally said 8-bit Do, and then people told us, you know, it's supposed to be a reference to Nintendo. And I'm like, that makes sense. So we've been calling it 8-bit Do ever since. And now they're officially saying it's 8-bit Do, and so now I have no. I have no idea what to call it now, because I feel like no matter what we call it, now people are going to be saying it's wrong, even if we're right. Yeah, I mean, you had to say it in your Mega SG script.
Right, I say a bit though.
That's okay. Whatever.
For this one, I can go swimming.
Ooh.
I don't know if you have...
I've gotten sidetracked from so many stories. Yes, I was talking about Haunting Ground when I was at the store to shoot that.
The Tom Du Bois.
The Tom Du Bois, my on-camera intro. They had like the trilogy of expensive PS2 horror games, or Trinity might be the better. Better word. They had Haunting Ground. They had Rule of Rose. What is it called? Kuon, I think is.
Yeah.
Is what it's called. Like, I don't know if there are any other PS2 horror games that are close to as expensive as those, but like those are like very expensive. Like at one point. Like, I had this fleeting idea of, like, oh, you know, it might be fun to collect every single PS2 horror game. And then I was like, oh wait, there's like at least three really expensive ones. He said that they had a sealed Kuon once. And I forget what he said they sold it for, like $400 or $500 maybe.
Jeez.
He said they had to sell it on eBay because like that's just like such a specific thing. Like, you know, you're not likely to find your buyer for that. Like locally, you kinda gotta cast a wider net, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was like kind of crazy to see all three of those there at the same time. And you know, I don't think I saw it the last time I was there, so they may have sold them, or maybe they moved them. Maybe they sold them on eBay or something, I don't know. Because they got this like crazy trade of boxed NES and Super Nintendo games. Like, tons of them.
Really?
Tons of them. Like, all the big ones. It was crazy.
A lot of people asking about the Mega SG review. We're doing everything we can. They have it Monday, a week from... Not tomorrow, but next Monday at 8 a.m. That's when the embargo lifts.
Is that 8 a.m. Pacific or Eastern time?
I don't know.
I may have double-check that. There were a couple of reviews, I believe, for the Super NT that released a little early.
Yeah.
I think they didn't know that there was a time on the embargo.
I don't know. I don't think that'll happen this time, though.
Yeah, so... It is going to be a week.
It is going to be. It's
like you might be getting back from this.
And if there's anything that needs to change,
this right. event, like we might both be staying up all night Sunday.
Well, exactly. I mean,
I don't. It is going to be an adventure this
Uh-oh.
Week.
No. Okay. Yeah, I mean, we're gonna do everything we can.
Whoa!
What?
Scott Davis is in South Korea.
Whoa!
Thanks, guys, and everyone in the chat for recommendations in Japan and Korea. Wow.
That's cool. You there for work?
I don't know. That's fun though. Watch out for the jet lag getting back home.
Yeah.
That wrecked it. Like going to Japan?
There's not a problem.
No, I mean, obviously we were tired that day, but like one night of sleep and I was good to go for the rest of the trip. And then like, getting back, like, we were wrecked.
It's almost like it's funny. I'm sure there's a way to play it very elegantly, but clearly, I do not have that ability yet. At least as of yet.
I get. He says Super Chat isn't functioning from my office. Sorry, I couldn't drop some wand in the bucket. So I guess he must be there for work. That's fun.
I mean, hopefully the levels kind of stay like this. Where it's more casual. I mean, I dread if there's going to be times where it's like lava pits or something like that.
Cool.
Well, I think you need to keep up with playing this game because you'll forget how to play. You should bring it with you to.
I'm gonna. I've already decided I'm going to.
This looks like a fun game, but like if you just had like 10 minutes, like
I feel like it's gonna take longer than ten minutes. But I mean, do a level. Yeah.
Well, but you can put it in sleep mode anytime.
Yeah.
Are you renting a car to go to Nashville?
Yeah. I mean, it's our only choice. I mean, the old Malibu died. I mean, it's dead. We had to get to a junkyard and crashed it.
Oof.
That's all right, though. You know, it's funny because I didn't realize that the car was as old as it was.
Oh, yeah?
Because... I mean, it was, I'm gonna die. No. Maybe not. No.
Oh!
No, it was, the car was 18 years old.
Really?
Yeah, it was a 2001.
Hmm. I mean, that's as old as my, I think that's about as old as my, that is as old as my old Subaru Outback was when I got my Forester. It was a 98. I had had it since 2003, though.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve. You know
me
from there? I didn't know.
Not Steve that way. But I mean, our other car is like a 2015 Equinox, which is obviously more conducive to a family with a couple of kids.
John Geffey wants to know, what games were you playing when you got your Malibu?
Gosh. I probably have no idea. It was when I lived in New York, but I have no idea, honestly.
I don't know when I got my Subaru Outback. It was a 98. I got it in the summer of 2003. I would have been playing or just finished Skies of Arcadia Legends.
Oh.
Which that's the game I associate that summer.
Interesting.
Yeah. Right, so I mean, I played a bunch of other games, but that was the big one.
Uh-huh. His look on his face when he falls is. It's so funny.
It's
pure terror.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, rightly so.
But we don't know what we're gonna do to replace it. It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be one car family for a little while. We were thinking about leasing. Instead.
Oh, we got
a
677 from Mike Hagar.
Mike Hagar here.
Well, or in my version of the game, he goes. I don't know where he goes. He goes, Mike Hagar.
like a final fight. Like I would love to do something on the belt action.
Oh yeah.
And with
really wanting to get that.
Yeah, once Mega SG is done, I keep on saying this, but I have like a lot of episode ideas that I feel like are not going to be huge episodes.
Too difficult to do. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm really excited about doing them and like actually getting ahead and not feeling like between this and like the Japan thing, I just felt like there's been like so much. It's been kind of stressful.
Oh yeah,
definitely stressful.
I like spent a week doing like this new sort of work-life balance routine that I fully intend to resume once this Mega SG is over. But like I was all doing fine on that, and then we found out the Mega SG embargo, and it's like back to exactly how things were, where it's like, oh, gotta work all the time. But it's just gonna be 1 week. It's just gonna be 1 week of stress and insanity. And by the way, I don't think we said it, like if there is by like some miraculous chance that I'm like totally done and wrapped up with the Mega SG video by 9 p.m. next Sunday. Especially since Corey's going to be just getting back in from being out of town. Like, don't count on a stream next Sunday. We're probably not going to stream next Sunday.
Yeah, just if we can't, if we're not ready for that, then...
Yeah. I mean, there is an outside chance.
Yeah.
But consider it more likely than not canceled.
I mean, it'll be worth it for the
for the episode that'll come the next day.
Yeah,
and maybe we'll play Mega SG on the next stream.
Right. So I just kind of did something where I think I get too into just holding down the moving forward. Oh shoot. Of course, I was like, darn it. Send me all the way back.
Oh yeah, we've also been doing some of our little casual just 1 hour streams.
Yeah.
Even more casual than this. We don't worry too much about being entertaining. We've been doing those on Twitch. A couple weekdays a week. But again, don't count on those this week.
Right, especially since
especially because Corey's going to be out of town and it's... Whew! This Mega SG is going to be...
I wonder if anybody else like making... They got a review unit. Are going to be... Are feeling as stressed out about it as we are.
I mean... Yeah. Well, we feel it's important, you know?
Yeah.
It's like it's an important video. It's a topic people are excited about. There's a lot of things to examine with it. And really it's kind of reintroducing a lot of stuff about the Sega Genesis, including some things that were not touched on in the old Genesis episode. Like talk about like horizontal resolution and stuff like that. Like, that's very important when it comes to scaling on the Mega SG.
I was doing so good. It's maybe I need to hit this guy. Help me. Once you start moving, you really want to just hold down the forward moving button when it's not
ready. Oh man, we got two $5 super chats.
Holy
in a row. Wow, we got Human Rights saying you guys are awesome. Thanks so much for all the informative videos. Try and Corey for president. Well, if that happened, there would be no more informative videos. Yeah. Thank you. and reluctant hero with the $4.99. Get caught up, guys, then catch your breath. No worries about the Patreon video logs either.
Oh, that's right.
I was actually thinking about shooting like a really quick. I should get a package from Corey tomorrow.
Right. Well, I really needed to send you the master EverDrive to test because. I mean, I guess you just. You want to? Can you say that? I guess you could say like the old mega EverDrive that you have.
It's having issues.
Yeah,
with
it's not working games. Right now. It's not working with the Mega SG right now. I mean,
it is for Genesis games, but right. Master System games for some reason. But you can load Master System games on yours just fine.
Right.
Your new Mega EverDrive.
Uh-huh. Right.
So I just needed a Master System EverDrive just in case there were things that I needed to do with. Have we seen Bob's new 4K video?
I haven't seen that one,
but I saw his capture video.
He did a video on budget, good 4K.
Oh,
that came out today.
I saw. I want to watch that because you several months ago kind of had this urge that you backed away from, but you probably still kind of want. You were like, I want a 4K TV, like, so I can use all the same systems that I can use from my couch, but I can use them next to my work chair.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can do that now. It just it makes anything that plays in 4K just makes it 1080p.
Well, yeah, except for that's right. You don't have a PS4 Pro, which.
Oh, we got Miranda, Robert Miranda became a patron. And it also plays the old Game Day version of the theme when it happens.
Oh, so that's cool. I didn't know we got Patreon notifications, too.
Yeah, you're going to have to add this all to yours, too.
But I can. Well, we've got 2 weeks, probably.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Where am I going? I don't know where. I got all the things I was supposed to collect. I just don't know where the exit is now. Oh, should tell me.
But yeah, like I've been actually playing a lot of the Mega SG, just from my work chair, through.
So you can reset and swap the games and stuff like right there, right?
Well, yeah, because it's easier, and I can I'm looking at it through my capture window while I'm like riding,
right?
And like just so I can like check things in the menu and whatnot, and like it's easier like to do that from here. And like so now I'm kind of like I get why you want like a monitor for playing all your stuff
right
next to your workstation.
I don't know where I'm supposed to be going. See, I wish it would show me where the goal is. Is there any way to anyone in the chat know if there's a way they can show me which way I'm supposed to go?
Does that have anything to do with the direction the bird's facing?
I don't think so. Do we ever get into arguments while making our videos? No, I don't think we really have.
We got a debate today about like how to capture the audio,
yeah,
from like for audio comparisons. But That's like probably the closest thing to an argument, and only because like we're so stressed.
Yeah.
Nah, we don't really argue about much. I mean, I think I'm naturally not a very argumentative person.
Yeah, and just step away if we need to. Like, I was, like, the whole audio thing, like, there's just so many different, like, variables, I guess. And it's not really something that we do that much, but...
Yeah, there's a reason that we don't, like, do...
Yeah, but it's something,
you know,
that I
want
to get better at and I want to learn.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something that I absolutely plan on getting better at and figuring out more about it. So, because I'd like to do some audio-focused stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to be able to. I just don't think I've got the ear for it.
Well, that's what I'm, like, I think that I have some, like, an ear for certain things, but there's definitely times where I don't hear frequencies that other people can hear, just because that's the part of, like, getting old. Look at that.
Yeah. Hmm.
Eat the fish. Can I eat the fish? It seems pretty intense for this game. I don't know where I'm supposed to be going though.
Well, it looked like you were on the right track when you went through those holes.
I wish they would tell you where the exit is.
Well, Keys thinks it sounds like you're not feeling relaxed.
I mean, I'm more relaxed than I was
an hour ago
for sure.
I mean, I've enjoyed watching this game.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely pretty cool, and I will be continuing to play it. I mean, this would be a good weekday live stream game.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, what am I looking for? Okay, oh, there, that's where I need to go, right there. Finally. He's a little drunk snake.
There's a surprising amount of car chat in the chat.
All those cars are probably better than the Malibu that I had. But that, you know, I was not like that sad to see it go. But my wife gets really sad about that kind of stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she cleaned it out and it was
a lot of memories and emotions tied to certain things.
I guess I don't think about it. I just think it's like it's more annoying just to deal with getting rid of it. And this is the first time I've ever had gotten rid of a car.
Yeah.
I mean, not gotten rid of a car, but I mean I've had to do it myself.
Junked a car.
Because I mean, to be clear, I didn't have a car for a long time when I lived in New York.
Why would I? Yeah. I mean, I experienced firsthand through the Ubers that we had to take in New York City.
Yeah.
Boy, ain't much reason to drive around there. I ain't gonna get you far.
Well, the main reason is to, like, leave the city and go elsewhere. That's the main appeal of it. The car there. Uh-oh, there's spikes. Great. I wonder if I die if I fall on this.
Probably. I mean, you don't have, like, a health bar. I wonder how intense that looks. You'll probably find out sometime.
Probably. Yeah, there's no reason for me to have a car for a long time, but... It was nice once we did have it, because, I mean, we had the car there for about a year and a half or something like that. And, suddenly we could go to, like, Target or something like that. And, that's something that we usually, before you have a car, like, going to Target in New York was, like, it's like you were going to spend your day doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to, it's so tempting to just hold down the forward movement button all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like that's a good idea.
I mean, if you're holding tightly, you shouldn't lose any height, right? If you stop moving.
Right.
I think you should try to get up on the one over to the right.
Yeah.
I think that's what you're supposed to do.
The music is really good in this, though. It's... Uh-oh. Look at this.
Ooh.
This one's turning. He looks like such a good-natured snake.
Yeah!
I saw Smoke Monster in the chat. Smoke Monster was on Classic Gaming Quarters live stream, I think, this past week. They were playing Mr. Stuff.
Nice. We're going to need a shot of your Mr.
Yeah, Mr. gets a quick little mention in the, I guess, SG.
I mean, I felt like it needed to. Like, it's...
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's disingenuous to talk about FPGA stuff at this point without at least mentioning it.
I mean, we don't
show it. I mean, it's not about comparing it or anything, but we acknowledge that it exists.
Yeah.
So if people hear that and they're like, oh, what's that? They can look it up.
I mean, like, comparison stuff, it's so challenging because, like, we like doing comparisons and we like doing it, like, but with every new thing that comes out, it just, you can't compare it against every single thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because then you just have so many things.
It grows and grows and grows and grows, yeah.
Just the way it goes, I guess. Well, I have another vacation next week. Or not next week. Not next week.
What?
Next month. At the end of next month, I'm going to... going to Myrtle Beach.
Oh! You're going to be passing this way.
Yeah.
Are you driving?
We are. My dad and his wife are, like, renting a house for the week. Like, really wanted the entire family to go there.
Was it kind of, did it come up recently, or did you know for a while?
We've known for since like Christmas. That's, I'm gonna be gone for a week for that. That's like everybody. So I'll have to get a video done ready so that I'm gone there. Okay, I'm going backwards now. I'm surprised there doesn't seem to be any kind of map.
I mean, it's a game about exploring, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. I mean, it is pretty... Oh. Uh-oh. Oh. It's close.
You know, for some reason, slithering around as a snake kind of made me think of... I watched... a couple weeks ago, the GameStack episode about just playing games on their backlog.
Uh-huh.
And Dave brought up Deadly Creatures on the Wii, which I remembered that game, like, you know, coming out in the Wii days, but I kind of totally forgot about it. And I remembered it was relatively well received. Uh-huh. And it looked kind of neat. Like, you don't play as a snake, but you play as, like, you alternate between playing, like, a spider and a tarantula.
Really?
Yeah. And, like, there are these, like, these human characters that you, like, occasionally see that, like, you just sort of see them, like, doing stuff. And... they're like hunting for gold or something, and they're voiced by Dennis Hopper and Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
That is pretty weird. That sounds really familiar though at the same time.
Yeah, I mean when he showed it, I remembered and he said it was fun. It looks good.
They just did an episode today on their gaming pet peeves. Which,
a spider and a tarantula. I think it's a tarantula. And,
I know what you're talking about now.
And a scorpion. I might have said the wrong thing.
But yeah, their episode on gaming pet peeves. There's some interesting. I haven't finished it yet though.
What were some of them?
Some of them were. Games where the character is too close to the side of the screen when it scrolls.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure. Games that have a beep, like any kind of like repeating noise when you're in trouble.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like of course, like Zelda does it.
I've played some games where, like, the character is really close to the edge of the screen when it pushes forward.
Yeah.
I can't think of what exactly. Yeah, that's definitely a thing. But, like, we were just talking... was it last week we were talking about, or maybe it was during one of our weekday... Twitch streams, like sort of the Virgin Interactive games, like really, like they're almost the other extreme. A lot of them are where they like you don't lose the main collectibles when you do, right?
I think you do if you go back to
if you haven't hit a checkpoint. Well, you got the thing at the top of that tower and then hit that checkpoint again, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, the Virgin Interactive games do this thing, a lot of them do anyway, where they, like... I feel like they're almost trying too hard to give you look room in front of your character. Because, like, when you turn or move direction, or even when you jump. Like, I feel like the camera is, like, moving, trying too quickly to adjust its position. And it's kind of disoriented, I think. I think Vector Man is the...
Cool.
What? Oh! He's trying so hard. Face. Can you use the bird?
I can, but I'm afraid to take my hands off any of the buttons. Adding my fingers off the buttons or I fall. But he's like, oh. Whoa. He doesn't even say anything. He just like has this little voice of just like when he's panicking.
The way you describe it almost makes it sound like it's a very chill kind of panic.
Yeah, he's just like, whoa.
We ever play Elevator Action Returns? Is that the Saturn game?
Yeah, I think I played it on stream one time.
Yeah.
I didn't make it very far. This swimming face? I can't get around into his front.
Looks like he puffs out his cheeks, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is Unreal Engine 4, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's interesting that Yoshi's Crafted World is Unreal Engine 4.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I heard some people, they didn't sound positive, but some people were saying they thought that Kirby Star Allies was Unreal Engine 4, which... I could see that. It's definitely got some graphical features that seem consistent with Unreal Engine 4.
Really?
But I'm not sure. Yeah. It's kind of got that look to the lighting, I feel.
Do people think it's a bad thing? Do they feel like it maybe cheapens it a little bit?
I don't necessarily think so. I mean... I don't know, like, I guess I heard that, like, Kingdom Hearts 3, like, was maybe, like, not the best tech showcase for Unreal 4, but, like, I feel like people like Unreal 4. Like, I don't think it's the trope that Unreal 3 was last gen.
Right.
Like, I thought Dragon Quest XI looked really good with Unreal 4. Because because I feel like there were like a lot of visual effects, like lighting effects and like cloth physics and stuff like that, that like, if they were making a custom Dragon Quest engine, like that kind of stuff doesn't need to exist in Dragon Quest, so they probably wouldn't have wasted the time putting some of those features in, but yet there they are. So I felt like there was like a lot of sort of cool visual touches in Dragon Quest XI that probably wouldn't have been there otherwise.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like the feel of the lighting in Unreal Engine 4 games. Like, they just have this very...
I guess this definitely has pretty good lighting, it looks like.
Yeah, like the lighting and shadows, I think generally look pretty good in Unreal 4 games. It's surprising to see Nintendo use, even though it wasn't like in-house developed, but it's just interesting. Yeah. I don't know about Kirby. I don't have confirmation on Kirby, but we definitely know that Yoshi's Crafted World does. I'd have to verify some facts on the Kirby one. I mean, you know, there was... I don't mind the idea of game engines that are, sort of commonly used, because I understand what the reason is. I mean, it's just that, you know, why reinvent the wheel every time, you know? But at the same time, like, it was a time where I was a little disappointed, like, oh, you know, it was nice when every developer made their own engines, but I understand why now. I mean, there's just so many more variables now, and like, you don't want to hire, like,
where this is now, we're probably gonna find out. Find out about them spikes, probably. Well, it's not violent when it happens.
The RE engine is very, very good, and it's cool that the game seemed to be targeting 60 frames with it. But yeah, the by object based reflections, I'm guessing you're talking like the entry hall in the police station in Resident Evil 2. Like, the floor reflections look so bad in that. Otherwise, like, the game looks great in most areas, but that the reflections on that entry, it just kind of fades away.
Yeah,
the reflections on that are very bad, because the way your character, like, there's a screen space effect, and the way your character blocks it, like, makes this, like, there's like this very obvious kind of halo around your character that, like, blocks the reflections under your character's arms, which is, like, if I were the art director or the technical director or whatever, I would have just said, oh, that looks bad, let's do a cheaper reflection effect. Like, it doesn't have to be a screen space. I don't like screen space effects. Like, I feel like a lot of times game engines try to push effects before the technology is really ready. Like, you know, it's still a problem to this day where,
like... Well, yeah, but I mean, a lot of times, like, by pushing that and doing that before the technology is ready is what people learn and, like, learn to make it ready.
That's true. I mean, that is true, but it's almost like, well, I wish you weren't putting that effect in a released product, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's about, like, jaggy shadows on people's faces. Bugs me. Like, ambient occlusion has, like, obvious, like, halos around, like, the shaded areas annoys me. Like, the first time I really noticed that was with sleeping dogs. Like, especially when you're in, like, interior areas. Yeah, I finished it on Steam, actually. That was, like, during my most recent PC game phase.
Mm-hmm.
So I played a number of, like, because that was, like, kind of later in the generation, and, like, I felt, I don't know, I for whatever reason, I was, like, kind of like, oh, well, I should play these games in 1080p 60. But, yeah, I played that on. I liked it a lot. Like, I still consider that, like, probably my second favorite after Red Dead Redemption, like, in terms of that, like, the typical, like, the generic third person open world game.
Right.
I'll probably say that's my second favorite of that style. Like, I'm not, like, a huge fan of that genre, but I'd probably say, like my top three of that style are, like, Red Dead Redemption, Sleeping Dogs, and First Gravity Rush. Of course, Gravity Rush is a little different, but...
The controls in this game are unique, and doesn't always do what you want it to, but I'm sure you could learn to be really, really good at it.
Uh-huh. I mean, you've managed, like, yeah, to make a lot of progress without a lot of time to learn.
Yeah. I mean, I think overall it's pretty forgiving.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it has to be.
I didn't realize, it was after 11.
I know, but we have to go to at least 11:30, because we took forever to get started.
Which Gravity Rush do I prefer, Vita or PS4? Ever play with the whitelist hack? I don't know what that means.
Is that the Oh, can you can play it on a PS TV probably.
Oh.
The wireless hack is the way you can do to make it so that all the games will play on it.
Yeah, how expensive is the PS? I got the PS4 version as soon as it came out. Right. I haven't like
Gravity
played
Rush
through,
on
but yeah,
PS4 has become insanely expensive. I guess.
I mean, I had heard that it became rare, but I don't know what the current price situation is on.
Yeah, is it like what's it going for now?
I'm just curious. Is it 90 to 110 now? Wow.
Dang.
Is that like new or used? This game is called Snake Pass, and it's the Switch version he's playing, but I think it's also on PS4 and Xbox One and Steam.
I kind of enjoy that he doesn't actually say anything. He just like has a little bit of, he has a voice, but like it's, he doesn't talk.
Whoa. But anyway, I played Gravity Rush on the Vita. I actually platinumed it on the Vita, but I tested out the PS4 version, but I haven't like played a lot of it. I liked the first one more than the second one. Like, I thought I felt like the story in the second game, like, went absolutely nowhere until, like, the very end.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, it was very meandering. Like, there's kind of, like, two stories to the game. Like, there's kind of two halves. And the two stories don't really have anything to do with each other. It's kind of weird.
That's a bummer. The first one was very good, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, it has good music. I like that composer a lot. I think I like the music in the first one more, but, like, the world from the first game is in the second game. So it's got like new versions of the old music.
You might want to switch your Discord region from US East to US Central. There's a weird lagginess in the that's a thing? That can happen.
We have had difficulty connecting lately, actually. We've been getting like red and orange. It's showing green right now, but
interesting. Okay, and I just can do that in the settings.
I wonder if there's a related reason why I'm having trouble connecting to you. I was having trouble connecting to YouTube to stream last night, or not last night, tonight.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. I'll do that. Whoa. After the stream tonight. I didn't know that could possibly happen.
But yeah, but it is cool that, like, the whole area from Gravity Rush 1, well, not the whole area, but, like, most of the city as it was is there in Gravity Rush 2.
Uh-huh.
But, like, that's, like, kind of later in the game. Like, there's, like, a whole other new area to explore in the first half of the game.
And then I like that kind of stuff when you go back to the area from the previous game.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool, it's cool. But overall, I still just the game didn't. It just felt like it wasn't going anywhere for a long time, you know.
Yeah. Come on.
But it is good. I mean, I enjoyed it for the most part.
It wasn't like kind of long too.
It was. Yeah, I mean, it did take me a while to beat it. I mean, I took some breaks from it. That was part of the problem.
All right. Let's see if I can go this way now. It took me forever to get back up here. Come on.
Have I seen the Gravity Rush anime? If I ever knew that was a thing, I forgot that was a thing.
So it does have closure, like it's definitely the end of the series.
Gravity Rush 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, you learn, like,
everything
about cats. You learn about Cat's past.
Yeah.
Like, where she came from and what she is. I'd say it's pretty conclusive. Oh, hey, we got $7.77 from 7 Kurgan.
Thank you.
Was that our 777 from the other week too? I think it might have been. Do you guys plan to pre-order the new G-Scart Switch with Sync on Green support? Super G got the first batch of orders in. I want the new G-Comp.
Yeah, we want the G-Comp.
8-2. Yeah, I'm dying for that.
Yeah, that's the...
Like, I need that, like, as soon as possible. that's what I'm really excited about. I mean, I've got... The way I've got my... I'm not sure if this is the case on the newer or more recentish G-Scarts. The ones that I've got, like if you plug into input 8, like that's the default input. So as long as nothing else is powered on and you have your PS2 plugged into that, like it doesn't need to detect the Switch. It will always default to input 8. So I've got my PS2 on input 8 for Sync on Green, and since I only really need Sync on Green for that one thing, I'm not too concerned with having that. Although, I do kind of want to replace one of my G-Scarts just because it was a... if it's the older one or the later one, like there was a phase of G-Scarts that had like an unnecessary low pass filter on it, and I think it's actually easy to disable. I mean, I think Bob told me how you could do it. Of course, I'm not confident enough to do it. Maybe I could get Bob to do it. But the low pass filter is like not necessary, like given the other stuff you connected to. It'd be nice if it was on Switch. And the video that comes out of that G-Scart is a little bit darker. I don't know if it's because of the low pass filter or something else.
I'm done. I can't get up here. It's killing me.
Well, we should probably call it a night anyway.
Yeah. Sorry it took us so long to get started. But I gotta go edit my voiceover for this.
I
would not even be worried about anything if I wasn't like leaving town. Like we'd have no problem finishing.
Oh no, I wouldn't be worried about that. It'd be easy. Like if only all I had to do was my section, no problem.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm gonna try to get it like most of my section done. I think I can.
Oh, I hope so. Stay on task.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as stressed out as I am about it, I don't think there's any. It's not gonna be a problem. All right, everybody.
Well, Look for for the Mega SG video almost certainly a week from Monday.
Yeah, a week from tomorrow.
And probably don't look for a stream next week.
Unless we make good progress, which is very, very possible. Unless we pull
off a miracle.
I feel good about it. But we'll see.
Believe in the miracle, people. If you want to stream next week.
All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for watching me snake around a little bit.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. Maybe it was more relaxing than it would have been if I had actually been able to play Wonderboy.
Yep. All right. Thanks everybody who donated and hung out tonight. And we'll see you soon.
Good night.